here at the Gold Dome, 15 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second half. You got a tie game, 43-43, and G. Reedus going to the line right now to try to make it 44-43. A beautiful layup in transition, drawing the foul on Tweed as well. Reedus looking for his 20th point of the night. He misses the free throw off the back of the rim, and it's rebounded by Tawan Flowers. Reedus, Adams, Tubner, Lance Hill, and Stallings for the Gents. Woodside to Winkleman up top, guarded by Stallings, throwing it inside to Flowers, who was being fronted, and he couldn't quite handle it under the rim. Across it goes to Vaughn. Now it is Carlson on the right wing. Carlson drives underneath to Flowers. Missed the dunk. Flowers missed the dunk, and the rebound comes right to the hands of Adams, pushing it across. Reedus thought about the three on the left wing, instead waits. Throws it inside to Hill. Into the double team. Brewer foul! Centenary takes the lead 45-43 as Hill was being fronted by Flowers, who went for the steal and missed on a nice entry pass from Reedus. And then he went into the double team, got the contact, got the bucket, and the foul called on Vaughn, his second. Four team fouls on the Bison as Hill misses the free throw off the back of the rim, so it's still 45-43. Woodside the other way, drives left, into the double team of Hill, back up top. It comes to Vaughn, who has the top of the key, drives by Tubner, now swings looking for Winkleman, but instead goes down low to Carlson, who's triple teamed, spins around, looking for the walk, no call. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Woodside drives into the hole, knocked away. That's a steal. Throwing ahead of Stallings, ahead of the pack. Stallings slams it down with two hands. Dick Stallings gets up, largest lead in the game for Centenary, 47-43 with 14:10 to go. Ball across, and he's fouled by Tubner on the wrist. And now, wholesale changes coming in for the Bison. Nelson, Tweet, and Mormon all come back in. Winkleman and Woodside, the other two, so the five starters for the Bison in. Woodside with it across midcourt. 14 minutes to go, 47-43 cent there. Woodside comes out for the screen, now pulls up for three, way off. Too strong, Stallings another rebound. Stallings pushing ahead. Tubner, pull up, three-pointer. No good off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes to Nelson. Centenary a little bit probably too excited there, trying to get the crowd into this one. A three there would have made it a seven-point lead. Instead, Nelson has it. Top of the key. Woodside wide open, left side for three. It's good. Tubner late coming across on the help, and it's 47-46. Gents still on top. Tubner to Adams. Now Reedus, guarded by Winkleman, pull up three left side, no good off the side of the rim. And I think the Gents rushing their shots a little bit too much here, trying to add to their lead. Instead it's Woodside the other way, driving the lane, floats one up, and got the roll off the glass. And the Bison retake the lead 48-47, and a timeout taken.
That's the first coach's call. We'll charge you on the 30, it'll be a four.
And that will give us a timeout on the floor as well. 13:06 to go in the second half. 48-47, Bison on top. You're listening to Centenary Basketball, KSCL, 91.3 FM.